This is the orientation side to the word to prepare you for the understanding of what to expect when you play side two. We live our whole lives in our head. There's no question about that. What I'm saying specifically is that nothing manifests unless there is thought. And thought, then the manifestation. A case in point, if you will wiggle your finger. Now go ahead. Wiggle any one of your fingers. That's the idea. Now how did you do that? You accepted my suggestion, and you let it happen. You created that by acceptance, and then through the computer called the brain, you manifested. Now, make a fist with that same hand. Go ahead, just make a fist. Now tighten it. Tighter, tighter, tighter. Now relax it. Relax it totally and return it to the same situation that it was before. Now, how did you do that? The same way. The body is an extension of the mind. You are manifesting through a physical body. The body is an extension of your thoughts. You can tighten every muscle or you can relax every muscle because it's an extension of you. The body is your extension. It is your means of expressing in this time space, three-dimensional, physical, chemical, electrical world. You, consciousness, soul, spirit, whatever is acceptable to you, is manifesting through a physical body. Now this body is responsive to all of your thoughts. There is an area of consciousness that automatically accepts without any question, and it's called the subconscious level. To reach that level of consciousness and that understanding, it is required and necessary that we relax the physical body totally, as if we're putting the body to sleep. To reach that level of subconscious mind, the mind that automatically accepts by authority, and it becomes your reality. The subconscious mind is analogous to a private in the army taking orders from a general. The private never questions, his is but to do. So the situation is the same with the subconscious mind. It will accept by authority those suggestions that are required and necessary for the change in your life, or the ability to cope, or the ability to recall, or whatever the condition or situation may be. Our purpose with the use of the word in this particular case is to give you an opportunity to have emotional control. In other words, if a condition or situation presents itself and it creates a very nervous and excitable situation within you, of where you cannot rationally think. And the condition for that is simply that you cannot breathe deeply and evenly to get the oxygen into the blood to have a rational consciousness. In other words, when you get excited, you pant very quickly and you can't get the oxygen into the blood. So the condition is that you are saying things and doing things that are not rational. And because of this, it creates some very difficult situations. You become very tense, paranoid. You hear yourself say things that you didn't want to say, or hear yourself apologizing for those things. Because why? Because you lost the emotional control. You lost the ability to reason. In the old days, they used to say, count to 10 when you get mad. Well, that's a long time to count. Now we have discovered that by a word, just repeating the word or saying the word, you can physically relax where your mind becomes clear and can function totally in any situation with a great understanding, a great awareness, love, and light. Now, that's beautiful. So this keeps you into a state of awareness and understanding at all times. You know what you're doing. You know the situation. You are objectively viewing it. by seeing it both negative and positive, and only permitting and allowing your highest good to manifest. If the other party is excitable and nervous and mad with all of that negative vibrations, rather than you come into that frequency, you alter and change and face the condition with a great understanding, a great awareness, and great love. So you see, you don't get into that negativity. You don't feed that other party's unstable situation. You are rational. And that, to me, is the other cheek. If a man slap you on one face, one cheek, turn ye the other cheek. That used to bug me. Why would I want anybody to hit me again? Until I realized it was a change of consciousness. It would be stupid to get hit again. So the situation is, why be like that person? To turn the other cheek is to turn around in consciousness, to face the reality of the experience, and deal with it with great intelligence, great love. I use the term love. What does that mean? Love is of a giving nature. You respect and love everyone, for within everyone is the divine spark. Now, I didn't necessarily say you have to like everyone. I don't like people who prostitute that energy, who do a lot of negative things. That's an unhappy situation. But I love that which is within that divine spark of the Creator. Light. I use the term light. We are light beings. The energy of light manifests through us, like the sun gives us life through the light. I, consciousness, is light. Now I have an auric field, electromagnetic field of energy that surrounds my body, and it emanates in a seven-color spectrum. To purify myself, I generate love, and love automatically purifies the auric field of where now I am in a beautiful, radiant, white light that surrounds me, within and without, like I'm enclosed in an auric egg of white light. Why is this important? Negativity cannot penetrate light. Everything in our universe has an electrical impulse. A thought sent out has an electrical impulse. If a negative thought is sent to you, and you are of a negative nature, it will penetrate your auric field, and you will be harmed by this situation. Or you will be in resonance to that frequency. Remember, we are electrical, chemical beings, physical entities expressing. Now, a loving thought sent to you will penetrate the auric field of light. Only greater light can manifest through light. So you are now in a shield of energy that wards off anything of a negative nature. And that's important. And that light should be maintained 24 hours a day. I am the way, I am the light, was said by a very great teacher. This makes sense. Now you must understand, if thoughts are things, and I assure you they are, it's just like throwing a stone into a clear body of water. And when it breaks the water, all the ripples go out. This is like the thoughts. We send out and they go out like ripples. And they will target anything of a magnetic-like nature. If you're negative, you become more negative. And I think you're aware of that. You've gone through this. The more difficult things were, the more worse it became. Do you remember? Difficult, rough, bad. So finally you said, what am I doing? The hell with it. And you would change your attitude and nature and alter the frequency, and then a different situation would occur. You might call on the great Creator for help. This automatically illuminates you. So you see, there is a difference, and there is a strong need to understand this. Be of the light. You can extend this light by thinking light around individuals who are of an unhappy or unhealthy situation. Okay, so now we realize that the body is a thought form, and it has an extension of our own thinking, and we can generate those thoughts in a positive way. to bring about a healthier situation. Good. The other side is going to direct you into a state of total physical relaxation. All that it is required is that you use your imagination. Go with it. When you're told that your shoulders are relaxed, feel them slumping down. Feel the energy just relaxing totally. When you're told that the muscles around your eyes are going to relax, feel those muscles. Get into those muscles. Relax them. Sense and feel this. Understand what is occurring. And just let go. The beautiful experience about using this word is that it functions for you in a very wonderful state of being. For you see, there'll be a point in time where I'm going to permit and allow you to make self-suggestions that will affect your life in any way that you desire. If there is a lack of some situation, use a very positive affirmation when I give you that opportunity. So you would want to do a little research of what you feel is necessary for you other than the word and write those suggestions down. Word them out loud and see if they sound positive. Now remember, this whole universe was created on a positive nature. Let there be light. Not that I hope there will be or maybe there will be or it would be nice if it was, but let there be. So I think you're getting the idea now. And whatever your condition or situation or problems may be, they can be altered and changed while you're in that receptive state. So I say to you, prepare yourself for the other side by either lying down or sitting comfortably in a chair. If you're going to sit, make sure your feet are on the floor, both feet flat, your hands very comfortably in your lap. Nothing tight on your body anywhere. Belts, necklaces, watches, just loosen up the things that are tight on your body and get with it and enjoy it. And please notice the change. And I would like to hear from you. It would be nice to know what is happening in your life. And hey, I love you. And the very best is going to occur because you're going to create it yourself. And that concludes the orientation side of the tape.